Frankie Half Pint Jackson from 1939. Returning now to Lord Buckley on Jazz Rhythm, in the late 20s, Buckley entered show business with performances in medicine shows, tent shows, and in Chicago speakeasies as Dick Buckley. In the 30s, he was one of the leading MCs for dance marathons and walkathons, which were popular Depression-era entertainments, and he was increasingly involved with the jazz scene. By the 40s, Buckley started working at Chicago's Club DeLisa, a leading jazz venue with a primarily black clientele and black performers. And Buckley, incidentally, though he often sounds very black, was white, and his parents were, in fact, of English extraction. In 1941, he toured with Gene Krupa. During World War II, Buckley toured in USO shows with Ed Sullivan, who became a close friend. In the mid-40s, he relocated to New York and married for the sixth and last time Lady Elizabeth Buckley, who once went with him to Birdland nightclub completely naked except for a mink coat. Between 1946 and 52, Lord Buckley appeared on Broadway, on Ed Sullivan's TV show, and his first records were released. In 1954, he moved to Topanga Canyon, just outside Los Angeles, founding his Church of the Living Swing, throwing wild parties where such celebrities as Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Tony Curtis mingled with jazz musicians, junkies, and poets. Here's Lord Buckley's remarkable riff on Abraham Lincoln and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
I'm a Lincoln cat. That's me. I dug sweet old swinging nonstop. Heavy-headed Sweet Abe. You used to call him Lanky Link. That's what they called a cat back in them days, Lanky Link. Four big hits and seven licks ago, ah, before Daddy swung forth upon this sweet groovy land, a swinging, stomping, jumping, blowing, wailing new nation, hip to the cool groove of liberty and solid scent with the ace lick that all the studs, chicks, cats, and kitties, red, white, or blue, is created level in front. You can straight talk the same, dig what I mean? Now we are hung with a king-size main day civil drag, sounding of whether that nation or any up there nation dig so hipped and so solid scent can stay with it all the way. We's here to dig this chop-beating session on the site of the worst jazz blown in the entire issue, Getty's mother boy. We have stomped out here to turn on a small soil stash of the before-mentioned hassle site as a final sweet sod pad for those who laid it down and left it there, so that this jumping happy beat might blow forevermore. And we all dig that this is the straightest lick era pet, but digging it harder from afar, we cannot take no wailing bows. We cannot mellow. We cannot put down the stamp of the Nas on this sweet sod, cause the strong non-stop studs, both digging it and dug under it, who hassled here, have mellowed it with such a wild, mad beat that we can hear it, but we can't touch it.
Like a beautiful circus. Wasn't it really? All kinds of flags waving and hurling and jumping and pulling and falling and thumping and flipping and hurling. It's very beautiful. It's Lincoln's Day. Tomorrow should be Lincoln's Day, and the next day should be Lincoln's Day. And you should have Lincolnville and Lincoln Park and Lincoln, and it should be Lincoln Head City, because he laid it down tight and right and cool and crazy if they...
Could have stayed with it, it'd have been a guesser. We're pretty tight on it. We're pretty tight on it, but we can tighten up a little bit. We got to knock out the greed heads. Lincoln didn't dig the greed heads. You understand what I mean? Like the supermarkets for one kick. You remember the first supermarkets? They said, oh, the supermarket. They got orange, bananas, what understand? You go in, yes, they trust you. Oh, yes, yes. What do you do? You get a card. You do? Well, where's the... Oh, it's over there. Have you seen the Rodney? No, I don't know anything about that. And there you are pushing with the supermarket with the cart. You grab the cart, and you go strolling up and down the aisles, and you load up all your jazz, and you're working for them, see? But it's all right. It's all right. Because you're getting, this is the beginning, very, very low, 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 low prices. Savings, see? So you don't mind, you know, pushing a little bit. And then a few swings go by, also, same supermarket, same card prices. And you're still pushing the mother cart. Still working for them. And you'll even take carts and push them into other carts. Show that you're... Right? It's amazing. But it's a charge. Isn't that lovely? You go, I wish I had the nerve to be a great thief. That must be very exciting. I know a fellow who puts 17 sirloin steaks in his britches and you can't see him. So he gets a little chill before he gets out of the day. He just loves to steal. I can understand that. Can't you?
Of course.
Oh, it's a hanger. Hey, wouldn't dig that jazz. Well, it's a kick anyway, isn't it? What a great thing it is to be alive. My lords, my ladies, beloveds.
From a rare and long out-of-print Lord Buckley LP, a riff called The Supermarket. Before that, his rendition of the Gettysburg Address. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, New Year's with Lord Buckley. Another of Buckley's rollicking raps on historical figures, and one of his best, is the Hip Mahatma, or the Hip Gan, based on Mahatma Gandhi. Just a couple of hints to decoding this frantic, fantastic fabulation. His mention of the lion bugging India is a reference to Imperial Great Britain, and the spinning wheel, which is on the Indian flag today, was Gandhi's symbol for an independent and self-sufficient nation of India.
The whole scene went down. The lion was bugging India. Every time India get a little extra scarf in the cupboard, the lion swooped the scene, and there stands the poor Indian scarfless. That was up until the day that the Hip Mahatma blew in on the scene. And the day that the Hip Mahatma blew in on that scene, that lion was into that scoffing cupboard, up to his shoulders, flipping and flapping his tail, trying to grab that low bolt, digging the whole supply. So the Hip Mahatma backed away a little bit, and he hold out his arms real wide, and he do one of them long Indian broad jumps, and pow, stomped on that cat's tail so hard he swooped the scene, and that's the last I done see of him. From that day to this, naturally that gassed India. Well, in return, they want to gas the gang. So Mr. Rabadee, the hippotrill of India, he sent out notice to all the Indian musicians to the bang bang blaze, the nang nang blaze, doong doong blaze, the boom boom blaze, and the lute heads and the flute heads and the reed heads, and every cat could knock a rock together. He said, come on in, we're going to gas the gang. So here they come flipping and flapping over hill and dale, singing great songs and stuff with jam sessions here and there, and the birds are flying along to one side, singing crazy songs from, and they're flipping on down to this big palladium football field where they're gonna blow all this wild jazz for the all-hip Mahatma. And they now got 4 acres of musicians. That's a lot of jazz. And before they blow the note, Mr. Rabadee, the hippotriller, stand up in front of all these cats and he say, boys. You know what to blow when the saint comes marching in. They said cuckoo. So here come the old hip Mahatma. And he got on a nice clean white dow-dow, and the love light is shining out in his eyes. And he got 27 chicks with horn-rimmed glasses, 14 nanny goats, and 16 spinning wheels. And he comes swanging down right in the middle of the arena. And the cooler nanny goats, and the cooler chicks, and the cooler spinning wheels, and the cooler all hip Mahatma, and all these cats start to wail. Hip! Cats and kitties, heard many a far-out jam session, but you never heard anything like these cats wail for the gang. They were so crazy and so insane that the snakes in the jungle picked up on the beat, come stomping in, had to send out the snake guard saying, no dancing tonight, boys. We just blowing for the all-hip Mahatma. And I had to send around the wig tappers, tapping the cats' wigs back on, said, Jack, I can't get this wig on. Back on you, it's going in the same hole. Say, gotta cool it for a little bit. That's how wild it was. When it got all through, Mr. Rabidi, the hippotrill of India, he walk up to the great all-hip Mahatma and he say, oh, great swinging rock and roller, to rock all rock and rollers. And the all-hip Mahatma say, well, baby, if I ain't, I'm a big fat tough pole on a bad hill on the way there. See how hip the cat was? He said, did you dig this scene, sweet double hipness? And the all hip Mahatma said, baby, when I heard all them bam bam blaze, nang nang blaze, boom boom blaze, ding ding blaze, lute heads and flute heads and reed heads and rock knockers, said it brought to me the glory and the beauty of Mother India. So Mr. Rabbit, he say, well, sweet double hipness, boys and I like to twisted our wig loose getting this scene straight for you. Would you do us a little favor? And the hip Mahatma say, course I will, baby. Say, would you tell us of all the instruments you heard this evening, which instrument do you dig the most? And the hip Mahatma say, well, baby, he said, the instrument that I digs the most, you ain't got it. So, man, what are you talking about? The nang nang blade, the boom boom blade, the nang nang blade, the nang nang blade, and the lute heads, and the flute heads, and the reed heads, and every cat can knock a rock together, and this cat tell me the instrument he dig the most, we ain't got here.
That's right.
So, well, sweet double hipness, straighten me, cause I'm ready. So, the all hip Mahatma said, baby, the music of all India, the instrument that swings my soul into an orchestration of great love and beauty. He says the sound of the spinning wheel, baby. Knock a patch on the little cat's pants. Swing a coat on grandma. Get a little manischewitz on the table. He said, the spinning wheel, baby. I hope I didn't bring you down. Mr. Rabbit, he said, no, sweet double hipness. You have moonstoned me. And the hip Mahatma say, solid, pass the sake.
They have a new expression along Old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. The piano's thumping. The dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor, grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking, the neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be. Yeah. Send this joint, boy. Yeah. Don't you hit that chick, that's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. Moses on his toes, I mean the joint is jumping. Uh-huh, no time for talking. This place is walking, yes. Hit the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig feet, beer and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, baby. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
Fats Waller, obviously, who I like to call the Frank Zappa of the 1930s. One of his best-known recordings, The Joint is Jumpin'. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm New Year's with Lord Buckley. Between 1958 and 1960, Lord Buckley was, not too surprisingly, involved in experiments with LSD. But in 1960, his death from a stroke at age 55 resulted in part from his arrest in New York City over allegedly an expired cabaret card that is a license to perform, but possibly because he failed to pay the required bribe. And it became a cause célèbre, which helped do away with the cabaret card system in New York City. But Lord Buckley left a magnificent body of work, having influenced musicians like George Harrison, Frank Zappa, and Bob Dylan, writers like Ken Kesey and Henry Miller, actor Robin Williams, and comedians Lenny Bruce, Jonathan Winters, Mort Saul, and George Carlin. Here, with no disrespect intended on my part, or I'm sure his lordship's, is a tribute to His Majesty the Policeman.
I got to thinking about His Majesty the Policeman, see? I figured that must be the draggiest job in the world. Think what a drag it is going out on a good day. You're feeling real good. You're riding along. Your squad car's all polished up. You know what I mean?
I gave you a tonic.
And you're feeling real mellow. Along comes some poor stud with a load of kids like a flower pots all over the place. Going a little too fast, you know what I mean? You got to stop the cat. You got to bring him down and lay one on him. It's a pretty tough job. And then when you walk up to you, you don't know whether they're going to pull out a French 75 or what the hell is it? It's a drag, so I wrote a little thing called His Majesty the Policeman. He's a children friend at every bend, the policeman. And you can bet your life he's hip to Mac the knife. That's His Majesty the Policeman. You should never trip a policeman. Or try to hip or even tip a policeman. Get a ticket to the ball and you can't fight City Hall. That's the Majesty, the policeman. Say, hey, remember the nobility. They're here, they're there, they're everywhere. It's mobility. You can look near and far, but they'll pin you by radar. That's the Majesty, the policeman. Here they come, the man in blue. Hop of the bar. The sergeant's there, ribbity-bip the patrolman too. Hop-a-da-bop, the chief looks right. Hop-a-da-bop, the captain straight. Ribbity-bip, hip-hip-hooray. The royal crew. Hop-a-da-bop-a-da-bop. You always try to swing with a policeman. And never ring-a-ding a policeman. And if you're really hip, You'll never make a slip against their majesties, the policemen.
Recorded live in the San Francisco area not long before his death in 1960, Lord Buckley. So whether this was your first introduction to Lord Buckley or a reunion with an old acquaintance, I hope you were elevated, elucidated, and edified by his lordship's levity. The best Lord Buckley website I found is the highly entertaining industrialhaiku.com. That's www, and then one word, industrial haiku, haiku spelled haiku.com. Watch also for the biography of Lord Buckley by Oliver Traeger called Dig Infinity, The Life and Art of Lord Buckley. The Jazz Rhythm website is jazzhot.bigstep.com. My special thanks to Bob Helm and Dick Wahlberg for the loan of rare discs and tapes for this program. Finally, I'll end where we started, with Harry the Hipster Gibson, his Riot in Boogie. That's Jazz Rhythm, and thanks, hipsters, flipsters, and finger-poppin' daddies, for lending your lobes to the lordship and me. I'm Dave Radlauer. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening.
Which only goes to prove, as Confucius said many, many years ago, Lang Ai Sao Dong Gu Lo Dao Ai Sai Sao. Which translated briefly means, if you get to it and you cannot do it, there you jolly well are, whew, aren't you?